Para mi familia, siempre estoy en mi mejor momento. Por eso también quiero lo mejor en mi cocina. Y eso significa solamente huevos de Eggland Best. Siempre tienen un sabor tan fresco y delicioso, con 6 veces más vitamina D, 10 veces más vitamina E y 25% menos grasas saturadas que los huevos comunes. Entonces, ¿por qué darle menos a tu familia cuando pueden tener lo mejor? Eggland Best. Mejor sabor, mejor nutrición, mejores huevos.
Now entering the Lucid Alive portal. Today we're having a coffee chat, maybe even a little ASMR coffee chat. And I want to invite you to breathe, just breathing. When you breathe in the nose and out the mouth, 7 times or more, you're calming the parasympathetic part of your nervous system. It's biology. It's the human body, your breath connecting your mind to your body. And as we've discussed in so many of the podcasts here in the Lucid Life Vibes portal, connecting your mind with your body opens this gateway. And as you shift into this, your thoughts shift, your words shift, your reality shifts. And I want to talk about epiphany and this shift. Everything is energy. All the matter is energy. There's no separation. Everything is energetic. And as we shift out of the false beliefs, the things that are not true for ourselves, there are these moments of shifting and paradigm shifts where what doesn't align falls away and there's alignment, which brings you closer and closer into this knowing, this innate knowing for yourself. And you don't question, you don't doubt. That's where this confidence streams from. So we have coffee today. It's about filling the cup, filling your emotional cup. The cup, when we talk about maybe energy readings or maybe even this idea of tarot cards and maybe this meaning behind the cup or the vibration of this cup, I like to feel like you can feel for this cup through your heart. And when things feel unwanted, you can simply take the cup and toss it. Turn it upside down, empty, let it go, clearing, deleting, transmuting the unwanted across all time, space, dimensions, and realities through the quantum energy. Rewriting, whether it's a program, rewiring maybe some old thoughts and words, letting go, creating the space and opening the thoughts. When you manifest these new thoughts, are you aware that that is a great manifestation? That is huge. When you are manifesting new thoughts to think, that begins the shift. There's the mental, emotional, physical pillars to the human body and experience. And there's a shift occurring on all those or through all those layers, all those levels. However that feels for you. And so today I have coffee and our breath. And I'm feeling like this coffee is the filling up on what's wanted. So as you release and create space and let go of the unwanted and open for what is wanted, you're able to go down the rabbit holes. You're able to discover. You're able to remember. And a lot of times it's through this neutrality, this balancing where you just open, soften, and allow. And let go of what was to open to what is possible. And in the next podcast, we're going to be discussing disclosure. That's right. Aliens, plants, fungi. We're going to dive deep and we're going to fly high. And the next podcast is probably going to be 18 and up, adult only, 17 and up, whatever it is, whatever platform you listen to this on. It will be for the adult audience because we're going to discuss a lot of topics of the human experience in planet Earth that is deemed misinformation or is somehow something that we can't share. And there's censorship around that. And I'm asking why. And why they're serving up what they are. And by they, I'm meaning media, social media, whoever is dishing out the content and the FYPs and the feeds and the Twitter files have really brought forward so much illumination and clarity. And I believe that there's this shift in the vibration of planet Earth through the vibration of the part of the universe that we are within right now. And there is a shifting of that energy that occurred and is continuing to occur because nothing is repeating. Everything is always spiraling, moving, evolving. Abundance in the universe is movement. The creation energy is flowing creativity for what is wanted. And what is unwanted is sucked away into the black holes and the density. So it's a matter of matter, stepping away from the emotion. And in this podcast, focusing in on this human shift and what this feels like, because so many people are shifting right now. I am. And I believe that we go through different times of shifting. And as I am speaking this podcast, it is 5:50 in my physical time and space. And the fives are all about change, transformation, and adventure. So if you're stepping into change with the first five, in order for the change to occur, there's typically a transformation. And that transformation, when you come out of it, leads to a new adventure, the adventure. And it's amazing that we're in this 5:55 time, in this physical time and space, as a reminder that everything is always changing and there is a transformation opening to the adventure. And you choose through the thoughts and the words. And so let's talk about the shift, and I'm going to have a little bit of coffee here as we get cozy and settle in. And maybe you're going through a shift. Maybe you're shifting. A lot of times when you feel hermit mode or stagnant or you feel stuck, you're actually shifting. I could drink coffee no matter what the temperature or the time. Excuse me, the time of day is. I love coffee. Oh, I'm a bit of a coffee snob as well. I love whole bean, fresh, organic coffee beans. And we use the French press. So we grind it and then do the French press. And so delicious. Cheers, everybody. When you're shifting, it's an opportunity to become aware of what it feels like in this transformation. And a lot of times, you don't realize you're doing something for the last time. Think about it. Right before a great adventure or a transition or a wanted change, think about it. Something occurs. And you don't realize it triggered that change. It was really unplanned. And many times the opportunity for the wanted comes through an unwanted experience because there's so much past momentum around a vibration or a mindset or thoughts. And then if you have more than one person and you have more energy feeding it, things are pushing and pulling and there's resistance. And then there's some that are just the free flow. And when you're tuning into the energy of the shift, when it's moving from the thought of what's wanted and the words speaking what is wanted, spelling out what is wanted, creating it through the thoughts and the words, through the quantum energy, when that leads to this inspired action, and you can feel this inner navigational system, even the gut saying yes or no in that moment, always knowing. This is the shift. This is the embodiment. It's a becoming. When you choose to change a habit, think about it, whether it's eating or maybe movement, it's physical, or maybe it's money flow related. And you change something and you're mindful and there's an intention and there's action and there's inspired action because you want the change, the transformation, whatever it is, because it's going to lead to what? The adventure, the wantedness. So think back to something that you initiated through the thought, okay, I'm going to do this, whatever it was. And it put forward this momentum and you just kept building on it and building on it and building. And the times that you were most successful is when you were creative. It wasn't the times that you were starving yourself or telling yourself no. See, the times that you feel like were a failure or a no-go or didn't work out, it's because you were starving yourself or you were denying yourself and there was no creativity. It was more of disciplinary. You were being disciplined, right? So how can you open the door to fulfillment for yourself or even through an unwanted experience? Let's say the unwanted experience happens for family or friends. It's not you, but you're involved. Right? No matter if it's you or it's closely related to you, if you could just pull out for a moment to this bird's eye view, this perspective from your higher self, and you could see the bigger picture just for a moment of, is this the breakthrough? Is this the opportunity for change? What if this is it? And for many and many times, there's an entering of someone else that can assist. There's a realization, this epiphany of assistance or help. There's this all of a sudden a new doorway, an open door, a key, a person, the angel, the help, the assistance, the hands in the hands, or a new created space, possibly a pathway, an opening, a way out, a breakthrough, whatever it is. When it's in the physical, it always starts in the mental and then it flows through this emotional. And when you can focus these words, spelling out what's wanted, through the quantum energy, the matter, speaking it, writing it, saying it. For you, for yourself, your voice resonates with you. Your voice resonates with you. Even speaking it into your own mind, standing in the mirror, being your best cheerleader. Yes, we're doing this every day, closer and closer, every day, embodiment, every day. Because think of all the thoughts that you were thinking before. Think of all the things you picked up as a sponge before, the subconscious, the ego. And so, again, inviting your ego and subconscious to come along for the shift. We're shifting. Yeah, some days it's going to feel like there's two of us. Some days the duality will be there as we shift into the potential. And if you could just remind yourself, I'm not going to doubt. That's just a roadblock. That's a detour. I can see the bigger picture here. And if something were to occur that feels big, that feels like a tower moment, maybe things crumbling, inviting in, asking, seeking, opening, however you feel for that, to it being the yes now, the breakthrough, even through the unwanted, even through the unwanted, because that is truly the portal, is the unwanted, through the shift. And I think a lot of times there's this illusion that, yes, people win the lottery. Yes, amazing things happen, high vibe occurrences, windfalls, the yes now response in so many ways that are magical. However, when you're shifting out of what was, and maybe when you were manifesting from a place of being in the past or focused on the unwanted, and you were unaware. So to be able to say that was then, this is now, I have awareness now. I'm acknowledging this now. Look at my thoughts. Look at my choices. Look what's happening now. And think about it. The more you feed yourself and nourish yourself with the wanted and remind yourself, we're shifting, we're doing this bit by bit, however, whatever the timing is, some days you're going to feel the separation. But more days, you're going to feel this oneness and this empowerment that streams in and through you. And for I believe all of us human beings, remembering that we provide for ourselves, that we can trust ourselves, that we are powerful, that it does stream in and through us, that everything we're seeking really is seeking us, knowing that we are the gateway and that we hold that power is so vital, so vital. Being able to tap in and tune in and reprogram for what is wanted, stepping out of other people's thoughts and feelings, the systems of the earth, whatever it may be for you. And again, we're having this discussion on epiphanies and paradigm shifting and shifting before we're talking about disclosure. And when it comes to manifesting and seeing the physical for what is wanted, whatever that may be, there's a shifting. Because for so long in the physical, there was a different vibration and energy. And a lot of times, this epiphany and the change doesn't come through this windfall or magic moment. A lot of times, it comes through unwanted occurrences and moments. And when you stop and pause in that moment and ask, could this be the breakthrough? Could this be the change? And you seek the guidance and the angelic guidance and those moments of yes now, you open to something new. You level up. There's an elevation. And that infinite potential that was in the mental, was in the mind, was in the meditation, becomes physical. There is physical, tangible. No matter how big or small you think you can manifest big. But it might take just a little bit of time, this gestation, this transition, this transformation of the thoughts and what is possible. I remember when money was blood, sweat, and tears. And it wasn't energy and it didn't fall out of the sky and grow up out of the ground and flow to me. And now it does. There's so many ways money reaches me. I'm a magnet for money because money is the fuel, just like food and vehicles and all the wonderful things of life and being provided for. There are areas of shifting that's occurring. And as you let go of the lack and limitation around that, you open to what is possible and the potential of what is there. And when you can focus on the potential and what is possible, you move that energy, you move the momentum, and then you have these riptides we discuss and tidal waves of energy. And so sometimes you feel like the riptides and the tidal wave of energy is going to drown you or suck you out to sea. And when you can realize, ooh, I can hover, I can fly, I can go higher, I can see it from a different perspective, you take your power back. And you realize there's intelligence and wisdom and guidance and abundance right there. And you can see it. It becomes visible and tangible. It's amazing how some things you just don't even see. It's like it's invisible. And sometimes you're invisible because it's just not a vibrational match is what it is. And so sometimes the open path, you don't even see it. It's not even there. And you don't realize it's right there. And then it appears. Or that's the last time you're going to do that thing. Or whatever it may be, you don't even realize that it's about to occur sometimes. And many times you don't even realize when you're in it, it's the last time. So I invite you to embrace the shift. Whatever it feels like for you, you're opening to something new. I invite you to let go of the emotion and the time and whatever plays out. Whatever happens, it is always an opportunity. How can you see it from an opportunity? Opening your heart, opening your hands, that in and out, receiving. I want to invite you over to Lucid Life Vibes on YouTube for guided meditations. There are so many. And there's an invitation through the void of you. Through your heart, the stillness, the quietness, the reset, the rebirth, and then the creation and the manifesting what's wanted in the zero point. And it's all through the quantum energy. And your mind is the portal. And so tuck yourself into sleep every night, reminding yourself and whispering what is wanted. Through the quantum energy, speaking it, it's happening. Being aware, I'm shifting, I'm becoming, I'm remembering, I'm discovering everything is coming to me. Being aware and then just being in the appreciation as you're shifting. Everything's changing. Everything's changing. This is leading to the adventure. The adventure is coming. It's happening. Reminding yourself. You're doing this. You're shifting. We all are shifting on planet Earth. And in the next podcast, we're going to talk about this idea of disclosure and what it all means. What it all means. I love you guys, and I'll see you in the next one.